Track 8.
Unit 14. 14.2. Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
There's a big music festival in my town every summer. For the last 3 years, I've worked in the festival office, doing a whole range of things, from putting leaflets in envelopes to arranging hotel bookings for the various performers. I know I'm flexible. I've had to be. And I've definitely got commitment. I don't mind working long hours as long as there's an end in sight. I really enjoy big events too. The more people there are, the more enjoyable it is.
Speaker 2.
I've always been interested in languages. My mother's from Quebec in Canada, so we speak both German and French at home. I've been learning English since I was 12. By next summer, I'll have been learning it for over 10 years, so I'm sure I'll be really fluent. I like dealing with people face to face, and people say I've got quite a lot of talent for communication. I can think really fast, which gives me a lot of confidence. Oh, and I'm a very positive person, too.
Speaker 3.
I've been working in the Gap since I left college last year. I think I dress well myself. That's important when you're in this sort of job. I know a lot about sports and leisure clothing, and I often get asked for advice when people are choosing what to buy. Once you've worked in a busy clothing store, you can handle anything. I don't mind pressure. In fact, it's usually a good thing. Makes the day go more quickly.
Speaker 4.
I'm having a year off between school and medical school. At the moment, I'm doing part-time voluntary work in a hospital. I've also been going to evening classes to get a first aid qualification, which I've just managed to get. I've got lots of energy, and I like to think I'm extremely fit. My boyfriend thinks I'm obsessed with sport, actually. I swim for a club, and I play tennis or basketball whenever I get the chance. I'd like to specialise in sports medicine when I'm older.
Speaker 5.
I did a one-year course in catering after leaving school, and since then I've been working alongside one of Edinburgh's top chefs. She's taught me so much, not just recipes and techniques either. The most important thing I've learned is how to cope with working at speed. It can get very busy some evenings, but through her, I've developed ways of being better organised, staying in control when it gets really hot in the kitchen.